Okay, so we've got some really exciting news to share.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to Guatemala.
I'm so excited about this. Whenever we started this podcast, we sort of an internal goal we had, or like this intention that we set, was that Being Boss is going to help us travel the world, that we wanted to go places and meet bosses and see things and do and just do things outside of what our current work was allowing us to do. And granted, Being Boss has allowed us to travel all over the country and even into Canada a couple of times as well. But now we're going to Central America.
I know, and along with the goal of traveling the world, a few years ago, we started asking ourselves, how could we use our platform to make a bigger and more meaningful impact? And specifically, we were thinking about how we could work with a charity or a nonprofit, and we even did a pre-order campaign with our book to donate some money for every book sold to a charity. And that felt really good, but in some ways, it kind of felt like it fell flat. You know, like we're sending off a check, and in the grand scheme of things, is that check enough? Anyway, all this to say, we've always made it a goal to try and have this bigger impact. And we've asked the question, how? And what I've learned is that sometimes questions don't get answered right away. But whenever they do show up, you know what the answer is because you've already asked.
Right. So we got in contact, or actually, we got contacted by Cooperative for Education, also known as CoEd. They reached out to us to see if we wanted to partner with them to help educate children out of poverty in Guatemala. And obviously, hopefully, the answer was a resounding yes, please.
Yeah, so the Cooperative for Education has been around since 1996, and they have been on a mission to break the cycle of poverty in Guatemala through education. And in that time, they've served over 207,000 students, helping them to learn to read, stay in school, graduate, and gain critical job skills at rates far above the national average. And those outstanding results have gotten attention from Guatemala's Ministry of Education, the United Nations, the World Bank, and most recently, the Obama Foundation. I'm hoping Michelle Obama comes on this trip with us.
Right? We can put that one out into the universe. Why not?
All right. So we each are sponsoring a child in Guatemala, and it's $80 a month for like a full scholarship to do a full sponsorship. And it helps these kiddos afford school. There's a lot of pressure and things that we certainly didn't grow up with whenever it comes to attaining an education like these kids in Guatemala are coming up against. And just yesterday, I started sponsoring my student. Her name is Kimberly. And in the future, she dreams of becoming a lawyer. She is inspired to become a lawyer because she has seen domestic abuse in her community and even in her own home. And she wants to become a lawyer so that she can help women who suffer from domestic violence. So I'm so excited to be sending Kimberly some money and helping her stay in school. And I hope to meet her while we're in Guatemala, and I hope that a lawyer will come with us so we could have a boss lawyer speak with Kimberly also about what it's like to be a lawyer.
Oh my God, yes. So we are also going to Guatemala. The Cooperative for Education has been hosting trips like this to Guatemala and has invited us to join them to visit the communities that they serve. And we want to invite all of you to come with us. So we're going this summer to meet the children we're helping, as well as taking some fun adventures like sunset cruises, taking a tour of a coffee farm and weaving co-op, and some other fun things as well. We hope that a few of you can join us this summer in beautiful Guatemala, also known as the land of eternal spring, which with the snow-covered ground that some of us are currently seeing. Hooray,
I know, right?
For spring.
I was also like, summer in Guatemala, is it super hot then? But apparently it's always just beautiful and the land of eternal spring.
Right. So if you would like to come along, please go to beingboss.club/Guatemala to learn more about the trip and what it's like to sponsor a child in Guatemala in case you don't want to come with this time.
And again, that's beingboss.club/Guatemala.